Hundreds of Salvadoran families living in Charlotte will likely be impacted by the Trump administration's decision to rescind temporary protected status for these immigrants. Many are trying to get answers about what this means for them. WFAE's Alex Olgan reports.
Unicell's office in North Charlotte was busy yesterday. The group works with immigrants, and its staff was fielding frantic calls from Salvadorans in Charlotte all day wanting to figure out what is going on. 45-year-old Edgardo Arellana came to the office for answers. He says he came to the U.S. in 1998 trying to escape violence in his home country. He's lived in Charlotte for 14 years, has 6 children here, and a good job as a welder. He was relieved to hear about the grace period of 18 months, but after that...
I don't know. I'm scared. Honduras, Nicaragua, states in El Salvador, way and scared.
Last year, the Trump administration announced it's ending temporary protected status for Nicaraguans. This same status expires for Hondurans in July of this year, but could still be extended. Orellana lived in the U.S. nearly half his life and doesn't want to go back to his hometown of Chalatenango in the northern part of El Salvador.
It's hard for back and have nothing there.
Orellana says he wouldn't be able to find a good job, and with high levels of crime and violence, he says it's dangerous. It's not clear how many people have this temporary protected status in Charlotte, but as of last year, the Charlotte Chamber of Commerce estimates there are about 8,500 native Salvadorans living in the city. For WFAE News, I'm Alex Olgan in Charlotte.